All your trails are happy until we talk again later on the radio. WRCO-FM in Richland Center. Coming up, our morning show get-together. Some community conversation here on the radio. It is 60 degrees in RC. Time now for a news update sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. Good morning. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump meeting today with probation officers prior to his July 11th sentencing on criminal charges. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
We are told the former president will sit for that virtually from his Mar-a-Lago estate. All of that will be included in a report that will be submitted to Judge Juan Merchan as he considers what the former president should be sentenced with on July 11.
Trump held a rally in Las Vegas yesterday, telling hotel workers if reelected, he would not tax their tips. The Biden administration doubling down efforts to broker a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Egypt later today will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Centrist party leader Benny Gantz resigning from Prime Minister Netanyahu's war cabinet, citing the lack of a plan, he says, for Gaza after the war. Big wins for far-right anti-immigration politicians in Europe over the weekend. Hunter Biden's gun trial is wrapping up in Delaware. Still unclear whether Biden himself will take the stand. This is ABC News. Pro basketball rookie Caitlin Clark on the not going to the Summer Olympics list next month.
Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives you something to work for. That's a dream. You know, hopefully one day I can be there.
WNBA superstar and all-time NCAA scoring champ left off the team roster.
Honestly, no disappointment.
Caitlin Clark says U.S. basketball officials called her directly to tell her she had not made the team. Some speculate lack of experience. Insiders tell ABC News contributor Christine Brennan there may be another reason for the snub.
They were hearing one of the sticking points for Caitlin Clark was that there was concern about her immense fan base being unhappy that she was only getting a few minutes of playing time.
Many analysts call the decision a missed opportunity for Team USA.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Today's weather, rain and thunderstorms from Florida to Texas and up through the northern plains. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Celebrate the fantastic fathers or dashing dads in your life. For Father's Day is June 16th. This is also June Dairy Month. It's time to appreciate those in the dairy industry, from milking cows to churning cheese. We appreciate you all from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469. Sunny and nice and not as windy today, a high of 74. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear tonight, then some clouds moving in from the west, a low of 45. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, mainly afternoon, a high of 73. Lingering showers on Tuesday night, a low of 56. Mostly sunny, warm and breezy at times Wednesday, a high of 85. Thursday, 82, humid with showers and thunderstorms passing through the region. Friday, mostly sunny, less humid and pleasant, a high of 80.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. On our morning show today from WRCO, we have a great, unique opportunity. Sage Weil is here, who is the owner and CEO of Civic Media. Good to have you here. Finally, behind the microphone, Sage.
It's been great to be here, yeah. I don't get to Richland Center as often as I'd like, and I haven't been behind a microphone here, so this is new.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's give a little bit of a history of yourself. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Southern Oregon, Oregon State, and grew up in Southern Oregon and Northern California. And I went to college in Los Angeles. So California West Coast person for much of my life. I guess about 10 years ago, we moved to the Boston area. We were there for a year. And then by that point, we were like 38 or something. My wife finally finished her training. She's a surgeon over at UW. And she got her first quote unquote real job after how many decades of like school and residency and fellowship and all the rest. And so she came to interview in Madison, and sort of immediately fell in love. And so we moved here in 2016.
Had you ever been to Wisconsin before, Sage?
No, I'd been to Minnesota, I think a couple times for some workshops, conferences at, I guess it's UMN. But I hadn't been to Wisconsin before, no.
Did you grow up listening to the radio or your generation?
Yes. Did you? Okay. Yeah. Well, not really music radio. I wasn't a big music radio person, but my dad listened to a lot of talk radio.
Okay.
So he was a carpenter. He did cabinetry for a long time, and then he sort of got sick of being by himself in the shop, and so he went to work building houses. And so I used to work with him summers on the job. doing electrical and all that good stuff. And there's always a radio on the job site.
Sure. But yeah. You were always a computer guy, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. That's sort of where I got sucked off the rails. So early elementary school, I started programming and I did all through, well, my whole life, I think really since then. Yeah. Yeah. So most of my career has been spent writing computer software.
Some people remember their first guitar, their first car, their first radio. You got to remember your first computer, right?
Yes, I remember my first computer. It was an Apple IIgs, and it was very exciting.
I bet.
Then I had a babysitter come by once to watch me for an afternoon, and he's like, "Do you want to learn to program?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he showed me AppleSoft Basic on the IIgs. You could write whatever, yeah.
Sure.
And it was... That was the beginning of the end.
It was the beginning.
The beginning. That's a better way to put it.
How old were you when you sold your first software?
I was in college. I started a website in high school called WebRing. And I was halfway through college when it sold.
Okay.
So that was weird.
Changed your life.
It did and it didn't. I'd like to think that it mostly didn't. I think it, if anything, it sort of made me not worry so much about like having to do things in order to like make a living and focus on the things that actually I was excited and passionate about. But it didn't change. I finished school. There was another company that we'd started while I was in college. And so we did that for a couple of years, sort of left that and went to grad school, in Santa Cruz. In the Bay Area, that was good. And that was sort of my next career shift where I, studied, storage systems, scalable storage systems, worked on a research project that was sponsored by, the Department of Energy National Labs, storing like massive amounts of data for supercomputers basically. And so that was the subject of my PhD work, and that became the genesis of an open source project, software project that was like the next 20 years of my career. That was the next company that I created and eventually sold.
I don't think you ever get bored, do you?
No.
That's good to say.
No, you don't get bored. Yeah. There's always something else to do. Yeah, there's too much to do to keep busy. Yeah.
Sure. When did the vision for Civic Media come about?
So when I moved to Wisconsin in 2016, that was the first time living in a state where it was purple, and it felt like my vote made a difference. And we moved here in 2016 right before Trump was elected. And so that was like a huge shock, I think, to many people and certainly to me. And so the next 4 years, you know, continuing to do software, but it was unsettling. I just felt like I should be doing something that's more sort of directly involved in the political realm and helping to make sure our democracy is sort of on the right track. In 2020, I just like couldn't be standing on the sidelines anymore. And so I took a leave of absence and went to work for, a group called Vote America. It's a 501c3 that focuses on voter participation. Their goal is 100% voting turnout, basically, helping people navigate this complicated bureaucracy that allows people to register to vote, to get their ballot, to find out where to vote, what day they have to vote, where they have to go, all the hoops they have to jump to, what kind of ID they have to have, all the things that make it difficult to participate in our democracy. They try to address those issues in a scalable way using technology. So I worked for them for a year, and that was awesome. It was very engaging. It was a crazy year, as we all remember. 2020 was totally nuts between the election and the pandemic. But it was very fulfilling. And so when I went back to work after that, I sort of viewed it as a test run to make sure that this project that I had helped start and company and sold and all whatever, that it was, everything was going to continue on the right track without me. And so that year off was sort of making sure that was the case, and by and large, everything went pretty well. And so, by 2021, I was ready to do something different. I quit my job and was just sort of looking around for sort of the most strategic, highest leverage, smartest, most interesting thing that I could find that would have a real impact, that would sort of address the core issues, that are sort of put the country on this track where it's more polarized and more divided and people aren't talking to each other and people don't agree on basic facts and all of that. And that sort of led me to this understanding that the role that media takes, the role that media has in shaping our understanding of what's happening in the world, and in bringing communities together, and helping people understand each other. And so that's where civic media came from, right? We started, I partnered up with a fellow, Mike Crute, who had a station in Madison. He wanted to expand to Waukesha. I was like, great. That sort of helped me understand the radio landscape in general and sort of this opportunity of using the scale of a network of radio stations to more effectively bring quality programming to a larger audience. And so that's where civic media was born. I started buying radio stations in 2022. By 2023, a year ago, we had 20 of them spanning the state of Wisconsin. And here we are.
Here we are together.
Here we are, yeah.
So
yeah.
I have to admit, when I heard that you guys bought, you know, I'm thinking, well, we're going to lose our local voice. I really applaud you guys for believing in local radio.
Well, it turns out that local is what actually matters. That's actually what makes radio connect with audiences. Sort of the theory of change behind civic media is that when you lose local media, when you lose local newspapers, when you lose sort of that local connection, your attention naturally shifts to national news sources. And so people are, you know, when they turn on the TV, they're watching Fox or CNN or MSNBC, or they're reading the Washington Post or whatever it is, right? And they're not reading their local newspaper. And so when your attention focuses on national politics, then you're more interested, or you hear more about what's happening in Washington and less about what's happening in your local community. And those are things that are happening far away, to people that you don't really know. Your only understanding of that is sort of completely filtered through, those media platforms. And so you're much more susceptible to somebody else's spin and their sort of bias and understanding of what's happening in those markets. Also, the politics in Washington are sort of more polarizing or more partisan. They tend to be more dysfunctional than local politics. And so people feel disempowered and frustrated and feel like they don't have any control. And that sort of feeds into this cycle of feeling disconnected from the people in their community. You know, social media, you know, on one hand kind of helps you keep track with the people you went to high school with or whatever. On the other hand, it's also very impersonal and can also get people into these sort of rabbit hole echo chambers where they only are hearing from people who they agree with and so on. All of which is a very long way of saying that our mission is to shift people's attention back to local communities, local issues, local government, where honestly, the decisions that are made and the policies that are proposed and passed and the laws that are made have more impact on your day-to-day life. And they tend to be less partisan. They're less polarizing. And it's an easier way to connect with the people in your community around you and find common ground around the things that really matter, like support for the local school, which is where all of your kids go, uh-huh. right? And is sort of the heart of your community and the foundation for the future that we're building for ourselves and our children.
Well, I applaud you as well, because you're going into communities. We're fortunate here as we've been established and we have a staff that's been around for a while, but you're going to a lot of communities that just had a computer and a transmitter basically, and you're kind of opening that up for local radio.
It is a big lift. So Richland Center is lucky to have a station like RCO and RCE that has been here for decades and really understands, and a staff that really understands the community. And we're having to rebuild that in other parts of the state. And that's a big lift. That's a lot of work. We're finding that the places where we're most successful is where we're fortunate enough to inherit a staff that does know the local community. And it's hard to find those people who are interested in radio and are also plugged into local events, local government, local schools, and can actually fill that gap.
You being a computer guy too, I had somebody once tell me that newspaper and radio, that's dinosaur media, you know, and maybe it is, but in terms of reinvigorating it, and I know you've got some visions to incorporate that with all the forms of socials and everything like that.
Yeah, I think you have traditional media platforms and traditional media channels. You know, there's television, there's radio, there's newspaper, right? And obviously, the internet has changed a lot of that. But another way to think about it is that you either read the news, or you listen to the news, or you watch the news, or whatever the information is. And the real change is just how you get that sound, or how you get that video, or how you get that written content. And so our goal is to reach people in as many ways as we can, using new technologies and leveraging the audiences and channels that we have available to us. So for me, radio is about, you know, obviously hearing the news, right? And so you can listen over your traditional FM AM broadcast and your car radio or whatever it is. You can listen as a podcast. You can listen in the app. You can listen on the website. But you can listen to it like either live or asynchronously. And if you want to read the news, you can come to our website. We can send you an email newsletter and get the news in your inbox. And if you want to watch it, you can watch it either on our website or on YouTube, right? So we still want to cover all those same bases because we're civic media. We're not just civic radio. And so I think, honestly, the biggest transition that we're working through as an organization is working with all of our stations and our staff and sort of the internal way that our company is structured in order to make sure that when we're investing the time to understand a local issue or to, you know, follow a game like local high school sports game or whatever it is, that we're then making that content available to people in all the ways that are most used by the current population at the current time. So if people are finding video on YouTube, then we'll put it there. If they're finding it on Facebook, we'll put it there. But the point is that we want to make that content available to them. And we should be thinking in terms of what the best way to get that information to people is.
2024 is a pretty important year, Sage, for everybody. I mean, I don't care what side of the fence you're on. It's pretty important.
We keep hearing that. It's always, this is the most important election of your lifetime, and it just keeps happening over and over again. I don't think anybody really expected that we were going to have a rematch this year between Biden and Trump, but here we are.
Here we are. So, together again.
We gotta make the best of it.
And how do you see civic media down the road, you know, after this year and, you know, looking 10 years in the future?
I would like to think that we can demonstrate that there is a new way to build a media company that can connect with audiences in an authentic way and can do its part to address sort of the root issues that are at the core of what our current like political and national problems are. In my mind, that's making sure that we have an informed audience and an informed electorate, and sort of trying to get at this polarization issue where people just increasingly are putting themselves in one of two camps and are increasingly vilifying everybody in the other camp and assuming that they can't talk to those people and that there's no common ground, and, you know, drawing more and more bright red lines in the sand about if you agree with this person, then you whatever. I think that's mm-hmm. that's very it's a difficult place to walk back from. It's hard to rebuild trust. But I think that having media that is locally focused and is taking affirmative steps and to try to build common ground and try to reach people in a way that's authentic is all that it's what's necessary. That's what you have to do in order to move forward from this point. And it's very difficult for people who feel strongly about, for example, the 2024 election, because for most of us, this feels like this is a make or break election, just like the last one, where like everything is on the line, literally, like, you know, whether or not we'll be able to our vote will mean anything in subsequent elections. You know, it feels like the stakes are very high, and they certainly are. But I think the way to move beyond that point is to try to have conversations with people and try to listen and understand where they're coming from. And build some trust around having, you know, some shared values about what it is that we actually care about and why we believe the things that we believe, so that we can hopefully move beyond that point.
I think we all have the same goals. We want what's best for our kids and grandkids, yeah, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, well, we appreciate you taking time to talk to us. Yeah. Appreciate all that you do for us. And
that's good to be here.
We'll have you back.
So Sage Wild, to it.
You bet. Sage Wild joining us in this portion of the morning show, our owner of WRCO and Civic Media.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6400.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Michelle Reinen, administrator with the Department of Consumer Protection, joins us here on WRCO Radio. So we talk about some things to maybe keep you out of a jam this month. And good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I hope you are also good.
We are great, absolutely. Well, we want to start out in talking about some things that have been in the news recently, the senior scams. It is Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and anything new on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think first are some statistics, just so people understand that this is so important, that according to the Federal Trade Commission, last year, consumers over 60 are less likely than younger consumers to lose money to scams and fraud. So that's pretty significant. However, they are more likely to lose larger amounts of money. And in 2023, the average reported loss for consumers under 60 was less than $500. But for those 60 and older, it was nearly $1,000. And that can be very impactful on a monthly budget. And so we want to be sure that people are paying attention to this, that, again, falling victim less often. However, when they fall, it's significantly more money. So have a conversation about those scams that are circulating with our older consumers, that grandparent scam that's out there, Medicare scams, tech support scams, and go through those red flags of a scam and make sure that there is awareness and people feel comfortable hanging up and talking about these scams.
Yeah, lots of things in terms of Medicare and all kinds of things that the seniors need to be aware of, because you don't want to be taken victim, do you?
No, you absolutely do not want to be taken victim. I mean, with a grandparent scam, a scammer calls you and pretends to be a family member. Well, what can we do as family members? We can make sure that our social media accounts are locked down because scammers are now lifting just a short little copy of those family members' voices using artificial intelligence. And now that scammer sounds like a family member and is putting more fear into that consumer, that grandparent, to react to this scam. And why give them that ammunition to do that? Let's lock that down and protect our loved ones. Medicare scams, you might see an ad offering big discounts on health insurance that requires personal information to make sure you qualify. No, no, no. We don't give our personal information out during a phone call or in response to an ad just to get a good deal. And with tech support scams, we need to remember that when the computer has a pop-up claiming your computer has a virus, that's not how that works. Microsoft, Apple, the Google, they don't alert you to a virus in that way. You need to have antivirus software that'll alert you, and then you work with a professional to help with your computer services if you need it, but you don't respond to a pop-up or a phone call indicating you have a virus.
Do they still call on the phone as much, or are they finding other ways to scam?
No, they're using both methods. They're using the telephone to call you and indicate that your computer has a virus, and they're also making sure that they also have those pop-ups going for the tech support scam. And some of these other scams, grandparents and Medicare scams, are more significantly processed through the phone than text message.
Well, let's talk about some things that you can do if you're, you know, kind of right in the middle of it with a scam.
Yeah, I think we all need to take a minute in remembering that it takes a lot of courage to talk about a scam and that you have been victimized by one. And so we want to provide some guidance to keep those lines of communication open for those that are engaged with the victim. So when someone comes to you and trusts you enough to share their story, lead with empathy. Respond with kindness and concern instead of criticism or disappointment, because that will shut them down right away for fear that you'll want to take over control of finances and things. You know, scams can happen to anyone, regardless of your education or financial well-being. So don't blame the victim. Do everything you can to keep those lines of communication open by being kind and concerned. And then let that individual tell their story. Talking about a scam experience can help both of you understand what happened. And talking about the scam also helps both of you spot red flags for the future and how you can react. And then go ahead and validate the story. The only person at fault here is the scammer, and we need to keep validating that. It's not the friend or family member who's been taken advantage of. Ask them not to blame themselves and instead blame that scammer. And then finally, ask what you can do together next as those next steps. That individual might need help if their identity has been compromised, or maybe they need help reaching out to the bank if their financial information has been compromised. So see if you can work the steps together to be sure those steps are taken.
Let's talk about home title theft. I know that's one of the things you wanted to talk about. And what does that involve?
Yeah, this one doesn't happen often in our state or to consumers, but it has happened and we've received reports of this in our state. This could be known as title fraud, deed fraud, or house stealing. And what happened is a scammer stole the identity of a property owner's and then tricked a legitimate realtor into putting that property up for sale. And several offers were made before the real owners noticed their property was even being sold. So during this June is also National Homeownership Month, we want to bring it to everyone's attention to remind homeowners that all con artists need to commit this fraud as your personal information and some patience. And because the payout's so big, they do have the patience to work this scam.
How about toll charges for the state of Wisconsin? I know that we've gotten those too. If we don't have the Illinois toll card or wherever we're going to, you know, you do get billed after the fact, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can be billed after the fact, and that's part of the process. So that's why scammers are taking advantage. And we know from our counterparts that Wisconsin is specifically being targeted with this scam, where a driver or any individual is going to receive a text message pretending to be from a tolling agency collecting overdue toll charges. And so what scammers are doing is sending a link saying you need to pay right away to avoid late fees. But clicking the link could lead to a phishing attack where the scammer is going to try and steal your private information and financial information. And then they could even get at your identity. So we ask people who received this text message to avoid this scam about the fake tolling charges by slowing down. Don't rush to click on the links or respond to the text, even if you've been traveling in states that have tolls and you think you might owe them. Because the next step is, if you are at all worried that this is legitimate, check with the tolling agency. Check with the state's tolling agency where you have traveled through to see if you do owe any tolling charges. But remember, you want to use a legitimate phone number and website to check on that, nothing from the text message itself, because that will loop back to the scammer. And then report these unwanted text messages using your phone's report option so they can be blocked, and don't engage. Again, just delete these messages. We are being targeted in our state, and we don't want people providing their personal information or any financial information to these scammers.
I'm not sure how that works, because I think you normally get an envelope in the mail that tells you that it's overdue. Do they text? I'm not aware of that, I guess.
I'm not aware that they text either, because it ties back to your license plate information, and they're going to go through DMVs where you're not going to have your phone number listed. So that's why we're being targeted randomly. People who've never left the state, people who aren't driving in states that have tolling in it are still receiving these messages. And so we do know we're being targeted and that it is a scam. However, people who do, cross the border and maybe work in Illinois or travel down there for family and things, or other states, could be concerned that this is legitimate. So we want people to be sure that they are just disregarding these and going through traditional methods for payment.
The month of June is Internet Safety Month, and what are some things that your office is looking at this month, Michelle?
Yeah, well, we know that the Internet's just become an essential part of our daily lives, and it's also how we communicate, do work, everything. So it's time to remember some of those safety tips to protect our identities and our digital footprint, if you will. So just a reminder on some things. Imposter websites. This is when scammers create copycat websites that look nearly identical to a real company sales platform. They offer great deals on popular products to lure you in and then steal your payment information when you check out. So you need to validate that you are at a legitimate website, not just assume that you are when you click on a link to something. Confirm before you hand over any personal information that everything lines up, that the URL makes sense. It's really the website of the retailer you want to be at. And know that fake imposter websites are very common and one of the most common ways that consumers are taken. And as far as social media privacy, remember something as simple as a photo of your home or apartment building can be enough to identify your location. Now you post that you've gone on vacation, and so that could open the opportunity for someone to come steal from you because they know that you're not there. Posting a video of you speaking can be used by scammers to copy your voice using artificial intelligence that can then lead to that grandparent scam where someone will think they really are talking to you rather than a scammer. So we need to do what we can to lock down our profiles and not keep them public so scammers don't gain access to that information. And account takeovers are big. And this is an area where email and social media accounts can be taken over by scammers and used to trick other people in the victim's network. And so the process usually starts with a phishing scam when you are tricked into giving over your private information. And then the phishing attacks can be sent by email, text, and other message apps, or even through a web browser. But once they gain access to your information, now they've opened up your whole contact book to others, as well as being able to take over your accounts and control them. And remember, you know, we say it pretty often, passwords and login information. Use different passwords for all your online accounts. Passphrases are better and stronger than passwords. And put that two-factor authentication in place whenever you can to really keep things locked down.
AI has been in the news a lot lately, and you know, I can see some good things from that, but I'm guessing from your standpoint, it's pretty hard to stay ahead of everything in that technology, isn't it?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right in that AI can do incredible things that are very positive for people and companies. However, the scammers are getting their hands on it, and we're trying to track and identify how they're using it to manipulate individuals. We know the voice cloning is one area. It's coming into play with romance scams, and I'm sure it'll be used to compile data in another method, but we are trying to keep up with it and working with the Federal Trade Commission in tracking how it will be used and getting the word out there.
The spoof by scammers is another topic I know that you wanted to talk about this time.
Yeah, because this is brand new information. The Public Service Commission has let us know that they have heard from small businesses and property owners that they have been getting calls that appear to be coming from the Public Service Commission, a state agency, based on the representation on the caller ID. However, the PSC is not making phone calls. They are not threatening people to demand a payment in fear that they will disconnect their utility services. So it's a new spin on the utility scam that's out there, in that it's the threat of disconnection of utility services unless you make a payment. The twist is that it's not representing to be your local utility company, but the Public Service Commission, and that caller ID is using the representation of the real Public Service Commission phone number. So be sure that you do not, you know, trust that caller ID and don't make those payments over the phone when demanded by a random caller out of the blue.
Yeah, some very good tips, I think, this month. You know, I guess the bottom line is just to be cautious, right?
Absolutely. Take your time, stop, think, check things out, and then determine your next steps. But always keep consumer protection in mind, and you can reach out to our hotline with questions at 1-800-422-7128.
When you're planning a trip and things like that, I'm guessing, Michelle, you use some of your personal experience through work to kind of be cautious yourself, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. My husband doesn't necessarily always enjoy traveling with me for those reasons. The vacation part is always fun, but the getting there or the caution can be a little taxing, but it all is for the better, we hope, and to just kind of keep our guard up when we're traveling or even when we're just at home and making some decisions for the betterment of things.
Right. I mean, you don't want to fear everything, but you also don't want to be scammed either. That's the bottom line too, isn't it?
Absolutely. We try and check those things out and talk about them and open about those experiences.
Well, always good information. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again in the month of July, Michelle.
That sounds great. You take care.
That is Michelle Reinen from Wisconsin Consumer Protection, our guest on today's portion of the morning show.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
There's still time to text to win the statewide contest, the Scani Summer from Civic Media. The word to text this hour is cheese. Cheese. So text that in and see how you do. Maybe you'll be one of the ones, the daily winners, or maybe even the grand prize winner, which will be announced on Friday. But there are a lot of daily winners, including some folks from right here in the Richland Center area. In fact, someone from Richland Center won the 4 Brewer tickets last week. So keep doing that. Keep texting. Again, if you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store, find your station, of course, WRCO, and text the button to the keyword cheese. Speaking of cheese, we're going to recap a very successful Richland County dairy breakfast, and we'll do that next.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advanced tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there. Here they come.
Annette Lewis joins us. Annette, was it a good day yesterday at the farm?
It was beautiful. Couldn't ask for any better weather, and everything clicked, and the people kept coming. We served 4,280 people.
Is that a record?
That is a record right up there with a lot of them that were close to that, yes.
My goodness. Because we've talked about the 3,000 mark, but you get to 4,000. That's pretty special, isn't it?
It's very special, especially for a county that doesn't have a big city in it. You know, Richland Center is the biggest conglomerate of people, but we pulled from all over. It was amazing.
Let's talk about the amount of food served. Any idea or any of those numbers ready yet?
Yes, we've got numbers. it was over 1,000 pounds of pancake batter, and then it took 103 gallons of applesauce, and we had 120 gallons of white milk to make those pancakes, 1,000 cartons of chocolate milk, 3,000 cartons of chocolate milk, excuse me, it was 1,000 white, and 200 pounds of cottage cheese, 420 pounds of sausage links, and 70 gallons of applesauce. They ate 2,700 cups of ice cream and 140 pounds of sliced cheese and 200 pounds of cheese curds. And there isn't a spot of cheese left on Nelson's farm.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, you know about ballpark what to plan for, but do you ever worry about running out?
Well, there for a while, we did have to go back for more gallons of milk. I had anticipating this being a large one. Location's beautiful. We bused. We had parking in the field. That all worked. The other thing that's adding to people getting to the breakfast these years is ATV and UTVs. And that played a good part of people arriving and leaving, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, it's a different age for that, but people are a little bit more mobile that way. And then also you had handicap parking, which was very available and real nice, too, wasn't it?
Yes, and Pine Valley was able to bring out a van of residents, and that was awesome to see, too, was the Pine Valley brought the residents, the family of the resident was there to greet them and help them get their food, and they all sat and ate as a family. So that was awesome to see.
When you look at yesterday, too, weather-wise, it couldn't have been better, could it?
No, you know, Saturday was kind of yucky, and we set up in the rain, and I kept saying, we can set up in the rain. That's not a problem, as long as we got sunshine on Sunday.
Yeah, and you had that, and then you had good weather for cleanup, too, which is important.
Oh, yes, yes. And by 4 o'clock, about everything was cleaned up. And I have to thank our volunteers. We had over 250 volunteers. You can't serve that many people without the volunteers. And several organizations sent people. So that's awesome. Plus, Ithaca community, I really rely on the youth. And they show up. I've got some youth that have been doing it 10 years with me who are adults now who keep coming back to help. So that's a great help.
And you get some help from the school as well and some of their organizations, don't you?
Yes, we do. The track comes and the Honor Society and a lot of good group, AG and FFA and the technology group too. So, yes, we do get a lot of help that way. So the other thing that went very well was riding through the barn and seeing the cattle. That was busy all the time.
Oh, I'll bet it was, right.
Yep.
So, yeah, steady stream of people yesterday. I'm sure everybody was happy about that. But then, you know, you set the bar pretty high, and so you'll probably be looking for a farm for next year, won't you?
Well, that's right. We'll always be looking for a farm. And anyone that has any interest, all they got to do is contact me, and we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll hope for the best for that in the off season. But now you just got to take a couple of days to rest, I'm sure, don't you?
Yes, rest. Oh no, I'm working today. No, it takes a while to pay all those bills and that. But we get it done.
And then your sponsors. You couldn't do the dairy breakfast without them, could you?
No, and that was amazing too. We had a wonderful bunch of sponsors this year, so that helped cover the busing, the food, a lot of items. And that, you know, a lot of people come in and say it's only $5. Well, that's why it's only $5 is because of the sponsorship.
No doubt. Well, Annette, thanks for all that you do, and congratulations on another successful year.
Well, thank you, Phil.
You bet. Annette Lewis joining us on WRCO.
Well, recap as well of yesterday. Lots of different booths there, some civic organizations and community players of Southwest Wisconsin. Wanted to mention, of course, they had the display that you may have seen, how many jelly beans are in the jar contest, and almost 200 people took the challenge, and the winner was Sarah Wallace, who guessed the number exactly, 281 jelly beans, in case you were curious. Congratulations to Sarah. That's amazing. And she receives 6 free tickets to the upcoming production of The Music Man, put on this summer by Community Players. An honorable mention goes to Gwen Sharp, who guessed 280 jelly beans in the jar at the dairy breakfast. Thanks for joining us for today's Monday morning show on WRCO and WRCE.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere, they are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This hour's Text to Win word from the Civic Media Scani Summer Statewide Contest, again, if you missed it, is cheese. You have about 5 minutes to get that in under the wire. Cheese. Text that, and you might be the one that wins the big prize. From WRCO, we have lots of things to talk about this week on the morning show and various subjects, and we're heading toward a really tremendous weekend. It's rodeo week and weekend straight ahead. It's also Taste of the Hills on Saturday, so we'll have some details about those events going on during the morning show this week. 62 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. The news from ABC is next.